Patriots. You know, the person who is strong in faith and the warrior have a lot in common, because it comes to a mindset. And it's a mindset that you are very clear and you never doubt. The problem with a lot of the way that we do faith and the way that it's instructed through the churches is that faith is somehow tied deeply to guilt and repentance, and you have to feel bad about everything, and then somehow in there you're supposed to still have confidence in yourself to stand boldly with God when you're told all the time that you have to feel guilty in front of God, which is retarded. Just going to say it. It's retarded. One of the great quotes that I, it's a friend of ours that said it, they came over for breakfast on Sunday, and it's just an epic quote. And she said, you know, years ago, she said, I wasn't that strong in my faith, but I had a friend who had just become a reborn Christian. And she said, she came up to me and she said, do you fear anything? And this person said, and so our friend said, well, yeah, I fear a couple things. And she listed out what they were. And so this newly reborn person said, well, you're going to hell then. You're going to hell because you have fears, and it's going to take you right to hell. And this is the best comment ever. She said, I looked at her, and she said, no, I'm not. She goes, because I know my father would never treat me that way. He loves me, and he loves me eternally. That's like, that's the big boom right there, right? See, that's the whole thing, is that God loves us, and he loves us immensely. And like any father, there is a line of some discipline going on. And like any father, he will protect his children fiercely. You know, we talk about warriors, and the first thing is, I don't know why we never say it, but the greatest warrior of all is God. Unbelievable compassion, unbelievable patience, unbelievable love. Man, when he drops the hammer, it's like, run! Sodom and Gomorrah, don't look back. Seriously. I mean, when God drops the hammer, you're like, oh my goodness, what's going on? You're like, buckle up. Hope you enjoy the storm. Better have a boat. Now lock those doors too while you're getting tossed around on the sea. Better have some of those seasick bags tucked behind the driver's seat too. Or the captain's chair, whatever it is Noah had. Noah, how's that going? I'm fine. It was a good ride. You know, I don't care what it says. You know somewhere in there Noah's getting like total seasick. Just getting thrashed inside that boat. And it's like, man, I do not have sea legs. The animals are like, ugh. Yeah, I bet. It's horrible. But, you know, that's the whole thing, is God loves us immensely. And so somehow in all of this time, your people are told, said like, okay, you had to have faith. Okay, but I'm supposed to feel guilty? Yes, feel guilty. But you want me to have faith? Yes. And talk to God about what you need. Yeah, but I'm supposed to feel guilty in front of him. Yes, bow down and feel guilty. But now you, when you're bowing down and feeling guilty, now asking for what you want. It's like, what is this? It's like some retarded way of talking to God. I mean, seriously, God loves us. He's immensely, he has an infinite love for us. Yeah, he knows we're imperfect. He made us, I would hope. He kicked us out of the garden too. He's like, yeah, okay, you didn't listen. Get your tail on out of here and kick you in the fanny. Get going. See you down the road. I'll catch up with you down the road. You get to have a little bit of a tough walk. This is going to be some tough love today, both of you. Didn't listen. Yep. But he loves. He's never stopped loving us. And I mean, the testimony to that, which is unbelievable, is he sacrificed his only son for us, right? So where is the warrior and the strong faith warrior and the combat warrior the same? They have a singular focus and it's exactly the same. They never doubt. I'm telling you that the only way you survive combat is to never doubt. And those that do doubt always turn to the strength of those in the moment that can lead, because they gain their strength through the leaders that are there and present. That's one of the things that's great about incredible squad leaders, by the way. Squad leaders have a small team, and they are always, when they are focused, they are courageous. They are unwavering. They will lead their small unit and protect them with everything that they have. So the warrior truly never doubts that he will be victorious. He will always come out on top. He will fight to the very last breath. He will never stop fighting. That's why I say so many times, fighting is everything. And it's amazing. When I first started talking about this about 2 years ago, how many people of faith were like, you can't say fighting in faith. I'm like, I can't. That's the entire point here. Is that we never stop fighting. We stand and we fight ferociously on a spiritual plane. We win. That is the whole point here, right? Winning. It's not like, oh, this is one of those nice little fights where we're all going to get along at the end, and the devil's going to be on one side and God's going to be on the other, and we're all going to share cake together. Nope, ain't happening. Sorry, that is not the way this game plays out. Two chess players sitting in the same table. Satan thinks he can outplay God. God's like, yeah, go ahead and try to outplay me. God's 10 steps ahead. Satan's playing along. And right now we are in the period where, guess what? Our good old evil Luciferian whore is over here on the other side of the table, and he's lost. We're just witnessing the last plays of the game, because, as you know, if you ever watch or have read about great chess matches, they don't end with checkmate. They usually end 3 to 5, sometimes as many as 7 moves or more before the end, because they can see and the boards, and they run the number of possibilities, and it's like, checkmate, got it. So what you're witnessing right now in this world is that Satan's been checkmated, but he's going to play out every last move just to stall this game. He's done. But that doesn't mean we don't need strong warriors, faith warriors, and the fighting warrior. Exactly the same in a certain base point, because both of them are fearless in front of evil. Both of them never doubt in front of evil. Both of them never have any hesitation that they're going to win. Both of them will stand in points when everyone else will not. And when you take that and you put that conviction behind someone of strong faith, as what I would call a faith warrior, you add another component. They don't need bullets. They'll just move a mountain from here to there. And I'm not exaggerating. It's like, okay, you're going to shoot somebody. I'm just going to move the entire mountain. Watch this one. Like, wow, that was impressive. Yep. Want to see some more tricks? Watch this one. So we stand here, and so much of the way that we have been conditioned is that faith is this process, this filter through our guilt, which makes faith weak. And so what faith ends up being is this credit card. So, okay, I don't really want to ask God to save the world, because that's just not right. That'd be just dumb, because I can't do that. But instead, I'm going to ask God, can you help me pay my bill for, look, God, I'm sorry. I spent a little too much money last night at the bar, and I don't want anybody to see my bill. I bought guys drinks, and it was a $1,200 bill. Can you help me pay it? That's where it becomes the mess, right? God is not a credit card. That stuff, that's that person's stupidity that got them, ran up your credit card bill. So why is it that we don't say things like, all right, God, I'm going to save the world. Oh, by the way, I do this. I'm just going to tell you, just, I do it. I'm going to save the world. Tell me what I need to do. Why not? What's God going to say? Nope. All right. Still going to save the world, God. Nope. Still going to save the world. All right. What do you want to do? I don't know. I'm just going to save the world. I'm charging forward. You tell me. Send me. I'm here. I'm ready to go. Tell me how I'm going to save the world. Do you think he's going to say no? He's not going to say no. That's my point. ask and you shall receive. So why is it that we make faith so petty? And it becomes that way. It's so ridiculous. Like I said, it's the credit card bill. It's the, oh God, please help me because the COVID virus is going to eat my toenails off and I'm not going to be able to get a foot massage anymore. And I'm going to have to get the vaccine because, I don't know, because I can't go to my favorite restaurant if I don't have it. I mean, that's, and you sit back and go, oh, really? That's faith? Nice. Faith, with true faith in our heart, unwavering, clinging your heart. I mean, there is not anything in your heart that tells anything about doubt. Every cell in your body says yes. That's faith. You know, it says when two or three are present. This is the point. If you take two or three people that are truly powerful in faith, you want to watch the world shake, want to watch God move? Be around something like that. It's incredible. When those sorts of powers move, God doesn't move in days. It's like minutes and seconds. It's just boom, it happens. And we're not out here with wielding the sort of vengeance. We're not out here wielding the sort of petty nonsense of infighting or trying to get back at somebody. That's not faith. Okay, any sort of those intentions in your heart, forget it. Go take a vacation somewhere. Get your head square. Faith is an incredible force of change. So, why are we making faith so petty? It says, literally, we can move a mountain from here to there. Do you think that's a joke? Do we think that that's just a metaphor to try to give us some, oh, that's kind of cool. That's a nice way of saying it. Christ healed anybody he touched. He fed the many with scraps of fish and bread. He made nets filled with fish. He rose from the dead. I don't know where we need to get any more examples of the incredible power of faith. He walked on water. I mean, what else do we need, right? So why do we set our expectations so low and turn faith into something like, you know, a cheap magician's act? Oh, I just hope, I just have faith that I can make it through the day. What is that? I mean, you've got a life. Life is given to you. It's completely blessed. And you're having faith that you'll get through the day. That's like, I just go away somewhere and sit in a corner for a while and close your mouth and pray and don't say anything and let God talk to you, because whatever you're saying there is dumb. And it's like, you know, let me give it an example this way. You get a Maserati. Get a Lamborghini. Get a Porsche Carrera. Okay, these are fast cars. And you get the car and you get inside and you buckle it all up and you drive it around the neighborhood at 35 miles an hour and you putz along and you parallel park it real carefully and then you come back inside and you carefully drive it in the driveway and you wash it all down because you went around the neighborhood and you dust it all off. It's a Porsche. It's a Lamborghini. It's a Maserati. So if you're not comfortable driving it, go to driver's school. Learn how to drive the thing. And then use it for what it is. Experience that car for the beast that it is, because you know, 180 miles an hour is probably a little fast on the freeway, but get on a track, experience it, know what you're doing, right? My point is, we're given that Lamborghini, that Maserati, that Porsche. That's what faith is. Man, I mean, you unbuckle that thing, it's like, whoa, look out, what just happened? We just changed the world, wow. So let's learn how to use it. Let's learn how to respect it. And see, that's the other part, is when you have a fast car, you don't play around. You don't dilly-dally around and play little patty cake games when you're driving down the road. You're not flipping around looking at your cell phone as you're driving. You're focused on that vehicle because it is a performance race car. It is an absolute performance vehicle, and you're not playing when you're behind the wheel. So what you do matters. Every action in that car matters. Your accountability is at 100%. That's what faith is. You don't have to go out here and just run your jaw and say whatever and say stupid things and turn around and go, oh God, I'm sorry, God, you know, whatever. It's no big deal. I'm just gonna go back and I'm gonna pray tonight. I'm gonna pray that we can pay off our house and we can have all happy times, and we're gonna get 3.5 kids and get a white picket fence, and it's all gonna be good, and I'm gonna pray and it's gonna be good. Happy, happy, happy. Man, you are in a race car. So respect it for what it is. And when we use it like that, it's game on. So when we talk about warrior spirit and we talk about a faith warrior spirit, we're talking about stepping into the driver's seat of the most powerful tool ever given to man. It's the, and women, the most powerful tool ever given to humanity. It's faith. It will move mountains from here to there. And when you move mountains from here to there, believe it or not, that's kind of a big deal. Like in my town, if I moved a mountain from here to there, I'd probably wipe out the entire downtown and like, whoops, what just happened? Ooh, I didn't mean to drop that mountain right there. Damn, it's going to be a lot of work. So we've got to get our head in this game the right way. We have to stand up and be warriors and faith warriors. We have to be focused on what we're doing. We have to treat this for what it is, not dance around it and act like it's no big deal. We are accountable in this world. We are in a war. We declared war last night, seriously declared war. By the way, I don't know if you knew, but since last night's podcast, there was like 23 tornadoes, all sorts of storms across the country, and Chicago woke up to being in a severe weather warning. That's where Obama is. So I'm just saying, I'm sure it's purely coincidence, and that's just the way it goes, but sure is a cool, pretty cool coincidence, considering we actually called for the wrath of God to nail this country and wipe out evil, and all of a sudden, holy cow, what just happened? But I'm sure it's just coincidence. Uh-huh. Let the cleansing begin. Faith is powerful, and when we use it, things happen. And when we take a responsibility for the way we are and we focus and we have zero doubt in our heart and our mind and our soul, we stand there. And we stand boldly. Things happen. So let's get back to realizing where we are. We're behind the wheel of a Porsche. You've been well trained. You might be a little nervous in the first time around the track, but that's okay. But you're not going to get there if you're distracted. So stay focused on what's before you. You got your driving shoes on. You got that cool jumpsuit on. You got a helmet on your head. Just because you're on a track, you have to. All right? You got your racing gloves on. They're cool, too. They're leather. They're all cut, fit into your hand. Very hot. Right? Got your cool glasses on. Put on your 5-point seat belt. You're sitting there right on the side, in that inner inside of the track. You press that accelerator. You can feel that surge of the engine. You can just feel it, right? You drop it into first gear. And man, you start to wind it out, and then you hit it in the second. You wind it out again, and pretty soon you're moving down that track, and you're starting to get more comfortable because you're focused. And as you are focused, you're not distracted by anything. You've got one mission in mind. You're going to make it around this track, and you're going to do it not once, not twice. You're going to do it however many times you want, but you're going to put this thing to its paces, and you're going to push the limit of faster than you've ever gone. And you're going to be successful because you know in your heart that you're going to be successful. You don't have any doubt in your heart. This is the first time around the track. That's okay. And as you get that first time and that second time and that third time, man, you're pegging that. You're pushing red line on the tachometer. You've got the speed jamming up there past 120. Next time around, you decelerate coming into the bank, and you're going to accelerate coming into out of the turn. You're going to go wide open on the flats. You're just going down as hard as you can. You're angling your turn, your angles. As you come in, you're bisecting that turn so you can go high on the bank and then slingshot around on the straights. Man, you're moving. You're moving fast. And the air effect on the vehicle, the faster you go, you can feel it just hug down on the ground. It just locks its wee feet. It locks its rubber down on that ground. The ground effects are incredible as you spin around that turn and you're just going faster. And you just out of the corner of your eye, you just check it. And man, you've now hit 180 miles an hour and you're in full control because you're 100% focused in the moment. That's faith. Right there. When we walk that way in life, there isn't anything that comes near us. There isn't any evil that stands against that. When we walk that way and we walk in faith without any hesitation, and you commit to that, when you make a declaration that not another child will be touched, not another senior will be hurt, not another person will experience evil, when you make that declaration and you're driving faith the way that you're driving that sports car in that minute, evil's vanquished. It's done. Because in our heart, we changed. Our focus, we changed. There's zero doubt. And when you have zero doubt and you commit it to God and you ask for God to help us change this world, He's there. See, we need to think bigger. We aren't on the defensive. We're on the offensive. We always have been. They just want you to believe you're on the defensive. We've always had the race car. It's always been here, but they're trying to tell you that it's not a race car. They've convinced you that that high-performance Porsche Carrera isn't that at all. Okay? What you're actually looking at is a Pinto, and we're like, what? That's a Pinto? Yeah, it's a Pinto. Oh, it explodes when you get bumped in the back. Yeah, it's a Pinto and explodes in the back. It's not a Porsche Carrera. Don't look there. It's not a Porsche Carrera. Okay, it's a Pinto. I believe it. And boom, all of a sudden we're driving the thing like it's a Pinto. And they convinced us that it wasn't what it is. Because why? We listened. And we let them put doubt in our heart. Not anymore. We're done. Now, we're not playing that game anymore. This is faith warrior mindset now. Now when they say it's a Pinto, you're like, no, it's not. Yes, it is. It's like, knock it off. No, it's not. It's a high-performance speed car. No, it's a Pinto. Hey, I'll show you what it is. Watch this. I'm going to get inside, and I'm going to do 10 laps. And when I get through, you're going to tell me it's a Pinto, and I'm going to punch you in the face because I'm going to tell you it's not, because I'm going to prove to you it's not, because it's a Porsche Carrera. That's what it is. So let's knock it off. Quit your lies. That's being a warrior in faith. Maybe you don't punch them. You might, like, push them away or something, but whatever you feel like doing. That's being a warrior in faith. Okay? Uncompromising. Completely convicted to God and the power that God gives us. Knowing very clearly that we are God's children. Knowing that Christ died for us to give us eternal life. It's through Him that we reach the Father. Knowing exactly where we stand. Not having any hesitation, no doubt, zero doubt in our heart. Knowing clearly what God's telling us. We're listening and we're like, all right, God, guess what? I want to take it up a notch. And God's like, how far? How about if we save the world? He's like, that's a good start. What? It's a good start? Yeah, why don't you save the world and then we'll do something more. I mean, think bigger? Yeah, think as big as you want. What would you like? I'd like evil vanquished from this earth. I'd like all those children out here healed in one go. I'd like to see this vaccine ripped from the soul of the earth. I'd like to see everybody that took it healed. I don't want to see any more homeless. I want to see the proper care for the people that are living on the streets. And better yet, God, you know what I really want is I want those that have made it happen. I want them to be on the streets having to help those that are on the streets. I want them to spend the rest of their life undoing the damage that they've done and doing that day after day after day. And while you're doing it, Lord, make them have long life. That's what I want. Servitude to humanity. Ask and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. We just don't think big enough. So time to think big. Think bold. Do not limit God. And as far as the time, there's no ifs in this. There's not if onlys in this. You have to get in your mindset that it's happening now. You have to focus, it is going to happen. It's God's timing, but you can't give the out of what if or maybe it will. None of that. You have to live in the affirmative. The warrior, the race car driver, the warrior of faith never gives an if. It's a determinate statement. I will do this. This will happen. That's how you live. You take the ifs and the questions out. Because this is what I truly know. When I sit with God and I say, God, I want to save the world. I'm not joking. And I don't know what he's got planned. I don't know what his timing is. I don't care. Because everything I'm going to do and focus on is I'm going to save the world. Sounds good. Do you have a plan? I'm working on it. So you probably hear something like, you might want to get a plan together. Okay, I'll work on the plan. And you get the plan together. And in the process, watch what happens. When you make a commitment like that, watch what happens. Because God is going to move. You're focused. You're doing something for the benefit of his children, a benefit of humanity. You're not trying to possess it. You're not trying to pay off a bill. You're not trying to do some little goofy little thing. I just hope we have a nice birthday today. God, please help us have a nice birthday today. Please help me have 3 candles. It'll burn. It won't burn out. I mean, come on, Patriots. That's like, seriously. And we know it happens. We know a bunch of people that do it, and it's absolute nonsense, and that's an absolute insult. We are the remnant, and we're leading this world somewhere. Now, we can do it with walkers and crutches, and we'll eventually get there. Or we can get behind the race car that we know that we have, and we can buckle up, and we can get our head in this game and dump all this extra nonsense that's out here, all this doubt, all this stupid news that's out here, ridiculous. Every day, I don't care who you read anymore. It's just noise. Let it be. It's noise. We don't live there anymore. You live behind the wheel of one of the fastest vehicles ever created. You're about ready to take it around the track. You're gonna wind every gear out when you're through. And you're going to have the greatest experience you've ever lived in your life. And when you're done, you're going to do it again, and you're going to do it again. And you're never going to have any fear. You're never going to have any doubt. And you're going to sit back and go, man, I did that my whole life. That was awesome. And God's going to say, yes, it was. And we've only just begun. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for the power and gifts that you've given within us. And we pray this night that we can start to see clearly the road ahead to put that, to wind this vehicle out, to go as fast as we possibly can, to have no doubt where we're going, and to think big. Lord, we reached you tonight to make bold statements. Let us heal this world. I'm ready. Send me. Send us. We will think bigger if you want. We will vanquish evil. We will not bow. We won't just stand up to evil. We're going to repair this world. We're going to revitalize this world. We want to see this world come to life again with the love of you everywhere. And we know that we can do it. No doubts. So, Lord, we're reaching out. Guide us. Send us. Provide us with what we need because we're moving out. No doubt, no hesitation, no ifs, no possibles. It's happening. We'll let you call the time. It's good. But we're not going to stop. Because our love for you and our love for our King Jesus Christ is so extreme that we'll give anything to it. And we're not going to stop. We're not going to hesitate one moment. And if we outrun those supply lines, God, we know you'll catch up in one way or another. You'll probably laugh on the way through saying, well, you went a little faster than I expected, and that's okay. Because we're ready to move, and we're moving now. So thank you, Lord, for the amazing gifts that you give. Thank you, Lord, for giving us that courage and that strength and that clarity to just race down the track. Our engines are started. The cars are warmed. We're dropping it in first gear. We'll see you around the first bend. Prayers up. Thank you, Lord. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. Light it up, Patriots. No time to waste. We're taking this world back, not just this country back. We're taking this world back. We're going to join every patriot in this world together. Because I'm tired of watching evil think they've got the upper hand. I'm tired of seeing kids being used for their experiments and their pleasure of pain. I'm done. Absolutely done. And I know that we can't wield a sword of steel because it's part of their game. That's exactly what they want. They want to extol more pain. So I'm like, hey, done. This is how we're fighting. I'm a warrior of Christ. I'm going to rain down holy wrath through my prayers in God. And when it's done, there isn't going to be any evil left. In my heart, I've won. Join me. Have no doubt. Stand. Pray. Fight. Win. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press in. This fight's real. And it's going to be one on the spiritual plane with us having zero doubt in our hearts. So keep your prayers focused. God's never going to forsake us, never leave us. He's there every bit of the time just waiting for us to have that clarity so he knows what he needs to deliver and to move through us like a storm. So let's let him move. And let's give him everything he needs and open up our hearts and focus what we want and think big. We want this world back. We want this country back. And we want evil the heck out of here. No compromise, nothing, no deals. And we know that God's going to win. But I want to be right there when he does. I'm going to be like, that was awesome. Let's do it again. Have a blessed night. I'll see you in the morning at 5 a.m., 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then or until the next time, God bless, good night, and out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now.
sets down over the hill where the lost got found. Reaching through somehow, oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. On the cold days, darling, counting all the ways.